Hello and welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. And this is our fourth study in the book of Job. Father, we ask that you would add your blessings to the word that we are about to read. In Jesus' name, amen. And today we come to you, Job chapter 7, verse 1. Job has been responding to his friends who really are judging him unfairly because of his suffering. Verse 1 of chapter 7. Does not man have hard service on earth? Are not his days like those of a hired man? Man was made to work. Work was to be a productive, satisfying part of man's life. Verse 2. Like a slave longing for the evening shadows, or a hired man waiting eagerly for his wages, so I have been allotted months of futility, and nights of misery have been assigned to me. Job is saying, my life is like a long, miserable day at work, and I would like to punch out right now. Verse 4. When I lie down, I think, how long before I get up? The night drags on, and I toss till dawn. Job was tired because of his sickness, so he looked forward to bed. But when he went to bed, all he did was toss and turn all night. 5. My body is clothed with worms and scabs. My skin is broken and festering. Worms, actually bred within the rotting flesh of Job's sores. 6. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope. Job saw his life slipping away, wasted, and no hope of ever enjoying another minute. 7. Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath. My eyes will never see happiness again. Job's friends don't seem to care, and so Job talks to God. He says, I'm empty, Lord. And since something can't come out of nothing, I'll never have anything worthwhile again. 8. The eye that now sees me will see me no longer. You will look for me, but I will be no more. In other words, soon people will look at me, but I won't be there. It'll be my dead body, and I won't be in it. 9. As a cloud vanishes and is gone, so he who goes down to the grave does not return. Dead people don't come back until resurrection day. Verse 10. He will never come to his house again. His place will know him no more. We better prepare a nice eternal home for ourselves, because the one we're in right now won't be ours ever again once we die. Verse 11. Therefore, I will not keep silent. I will speak out in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. He says that he's going to let loose with his complaint. He's going to plead with God to have some pity. Verse 12. Am I the sea, or the monster of the deep, that you put me under guard? A sea monster has to be restrained. Or like the movies, you know, it gets into New York and starts trampling on buildings. Job says, Lord, am I such a menace to society that you have to restrain me with my terrible physical condition? 13. When I think my bed will comfort me, and my couch will ease my complaint, Job says, sometimes I think that if I go to bed, I will feel better. 14. Even then you frighten me with dreams and terrify me with visions. He says, I go to bed and I get hit with nightmares. Now, Job is starting to get a little bit too ugly with God here. Better watch where he's going. Verse 15, so that I prefer strangling and death rather than this body of mine. He says, I wish someone would just choke me to death. Well, these are the words of a desperate man who has definitely lost sight of God. Verse 16, I despise my life. I would not live forever. Let me alone. My days have no meaning. Notice that Job doesn't hate himself. He hates his life. Job loves himself. That's why he hates his life. 17. What is man that you should make so much of him? That you give him so much attention? And why do you pay attention to us people, God? Why even give us insignificant humans a thought? 18. That you examine him every morning and test him every moment. Why do you check us out to see how we're doing? 19. You will never look away from me or let me alone, even for an instant. Job is saying, why don't you give me a break, God? Just let me catch my breath, Lord. 20. If I have sinned, what have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you made me your target? Have I become a burden to you? Job says, you know, even if I've sinned, I don't know why you pick on me so much. Job is accusing God of overreacting. Verse 21. Why do you not pardon my offenses and forgive my sins? For I will soon lie down in the dust. You will search for me, but I will be no more. Job is starting to believe his friends. He's starting to believe his friends' lies who suggest that he is a terrible sinner and is for that reason suffering. You know, suffering people can be brainwashed pretty easy. Let's go into chapter 8, verse 1. Then Bildad the Shuhite replied, how long would you say such things? Your words are a blustering wind. Bildad to Job, you are talking nonsense. Your words are noise pollution, Job. Verse 3, does God pervert justice? Does the Almighty pervert what is right? He says, Job, God wouldn't be punishing you if you didn't deserve it. 4. When your children sinned against him, he gave them over to the penalty of their sin. Your children sin, God, or your children sin, Job, and so that's why God punished them. That's why they are dead. Boy, Bildad's words are cruel, uncalled for, and totally false. 5. But if you will look to God and plead with the Almighty, talk to God real hard, Job. 6. If you are pure and upright, even now he will rouse himself on your behalf and restore you to your rightful place. If you are as innocent as you suggest, God will rush to you and he will remove all your problems. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like the word of faith heresy of today. Verse 7. Your beginnings will seem humble, so prosperous will your future be. You'll be better than ever, Job, if you just turn to God. Verse 8. Ask the former generations and find out what their fathers learned. Yeah, take a look at what our ancestors believed, Job. Verse 9. For we were born only yesterday and know nothing, and our days on earth are but a shadow. We aren't as smart as our ancestors. We've not been around that long. Well, you know, he's true there, I suppose. Excuse me. He is partially correct. Anyway, at that point. Next verse. Verse 10. Will they not instruct you and tell you? Will they not bring forth words from their understanding? Let them teach you from experience, Job. Eliphaz had said, trust in my mystical experience. Bildad is saying, trust in tradition. Well, you know, experience and tradition are fine as long as they are measured by the word of God. Verse 11. Can papyrus grow tall where there is no marsh? Can reeds thrive without water? Plants need soil and water to grow. Wonderful words. Wonderful words of encouragement for Job, huh? What does that have to do with anything? Verse 12. While still growing and uncut, they wither more quickly than grass. While still growing and uncut, they wither more quickly than grass, verse 12 says. Flowers look great before they are cut, but after they are cut, they dry up and they look sick. Well, that's true. Notice verse 13. Such is the destiny of all who forget God. So perish the hope of the hypocrite. Job, like a cut flower, you have rebelled against God. And that's why you are suffering. Not true, Bildad. Not true at all. Verse 14. What he trusts in is fragile. What he relies on is a spider's web. And it is true that people who walk away from God are about as secure as a person standing on a spider's web. That is true. Verse 15. He leans on his web, but it gives way. He clings to it, but it does not hold. People who look to anyone or anything other than God for security will discover that they have put their trust in the equivalent of a spider's web. That's true. 16. He is like a well-watered plant in the sunshine, spreading its shoots over the garden. Bad people, implied, like you, Job, are like weeds in a garden. 17. It entwines its roots around a pile of rocks and looks for a place among the stones. People like you, Job, spread your evil. You affect others negatively. 18. But when it is torn from its spot, that place disowns it and says, I never saw you. When a gardener rips weeds out, nothing in the garden misses those weeds. No one misses evil people after they die either, which is what he is saying. Verse 19. Surely its life withers away, and from the soil other plants grow. The sooner terrible sinners are gone, the better it'll be for others. There's some truth to that. Verse 20. Surely God does not reject a blameless man or strengthen the hands of evildoers. God will not reject a good person, and he will not help a bad one. 21. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Well, you know, that's the first word of encouragement that has been spoken to Job. It'll be better someday, Job. 22. Your enemies will be clothed in shame, and the tents of the wicked will be no more. And it is true that people who hate, hurt, and falsely accuse God's people will one day be discredited. That is, they will be put to shame. We'll pick up our study in chapter 9 of the book of Job next time. Until then, so long, everyone.